Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast, brought to you by the Faith Baptist Church here in Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman. I'm his associate, Brother Johnny Owens, and coming up on 35 years in February, and looking forward to being here with you again today, and excited about the good music we've got lined up. I can see it here before me, and when I look at my what I call my song log, and when I see those titles, I can go back to the service that song was taken from, and I remember that particular service. And I hope it blesses you as much as it does us here at Faith. And with that being said, we'll get right into it. We're gonna hear a couple from the quartet here today, Spencer and Leanna and Justin and Miss Haley. And we appreciate this good group, and they're going to be singing first for us, "Here Comes Jesus," right on time.
They sent for Jesus, your friend's about to die, but tarry he still far behind. So they laid Lazarus in the tomb and said their last goodbye. Coming down the road was Jesus right on time. Just hold on, my child, because he's not too far away. And he knows your need before you pray. So when your feet are weary from the mountains you have climbed, look ahead, here comes Jesus right on time.
I've struggled through life's deserts. They were so hot and dry, till it seemed all hope was gone and I would die. But
wondered, where is he? Is he still a friend of mine? Then coming down the road was Jesus right on time. Just hold on, my child, because he's not too far away. And he knows your need before you pray. Mountains you have climbed, look ahead, here comes Jesus right on time. So when your feet are weary from the mountains you have climbed, look ahead, here comes Jesus right on time. Look ahead, here comes Jesus.
Amen. Here comes Jesus right on time. Well, he's never late. Now, we may think he is in our time, but our ways and his ways are not the same, you know. And we appreciate that good number getting us started off today here from the quartet there, right on time. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith Baptist Church. If you don't have a church home, you don't have somewhere you go to church regularly, we give you a personal invitation now to come and visit with us here at Faith. Amen. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental, King James Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. We'd love to have you. And tonight, being Wednesday night, we'll be having our midweek service at 7 o'clock. And, of course, I know our Patch to Pirate Club will be going on today. I don't believe it's a Sigma night. But we will be having a prayer meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. And then coming up on the Lord's Day, amen, we'll be having our services at 10 for Sunday school, 11 for worship, 6 for the evening service. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, and next Wednesday night, let me say this, is a special Wednesday night service here at Faith, always is. It's what we call our Thanksgiving Praise Service. And everybody in the audience that would like to, it's not mandatory, but pastor will ask us to finish the statement. This year I'm thankful for, and hopefully everybody takes about 30 seconds and gives us one particular thing that they're thankful for that maybe God done special in this year. And that's always a special service. But we've got tonight's service and then the Lord's Day coming up before that. But I want to mention that to you. That's one of my favorite services of the year. And we appreciate the goodness and we are thankful for what God has done. Amen. We'll hear a choir number right here. And this is the adult choir singing for you today. A great old song, Jesus Buried My Past. That my past is no longer sometimes it is a memory because the devil sees to it that we remember those things, but God does not hold that past against me anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, in the truth for today, and let's read out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verse 19 and 20, very familiar passage Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. You know, one of the greatest drawbacks to Christianity is what I'll call the Christian's savings account. You know, we want to say, well, we were saving for a rainy day physically. Well, spiritually, the rainy day is here, friend. You know, we ought to give what we can while we can to share the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And I believe we'll be glad that we did. Amen? Great truth for today. About that time to pray. I invite you to join me here for a time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, thanking You again for this opportunity to pray. And I'm glad that we can come to You as a child does his father. And what I'm asking You, God, today, to cleanse me and forgive me where I may have failed Thee in thought, in word, or in deed. Lord, I want to say thank You for Your blessings. Thank You for the benefits. Thank You for the answers to many of our prayers already. This week, we are very grateful. Lord, I'm asking You on behalf of these who are listening today. Now, I'm not a priest. I'm not their go-between. Your son's that. But I'm just asking You, we're joining our hearts together. And I'm praying, God, that You'll meet their needs. God, I'm praying that You'll answer their prayer. I'm praying, Lord, that You'll give them even the desires of their heart. But I'm asking You, God, today personally, if You would touch us today in the rest of this broadcast day. God, we want it to be a blessing, but I pray that Thy word will speak to our hearts and help us to be reminded of the many things that Paul the Apostle was thankful for, but in doing so, we can see that we are very thankful for the very same things. Thank You again for the broadcast and for the radio stations and for the apps and for the internet that carry the broadcast. Thank You, Lord, so much for them. Bless them in their endeavors. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer time. And let me remind you, I didn't say anything about it in the announcement section, but I am still taking cards and letters. We'll send you a CD of the Sons of Faith that you hear on the broadcast. We have a few copies of those left. All you have to do is to send us a letter, let us know where you're listening from, and tell me one thing that you're thankful for, particularly this year. And we'll try to get them on. We'll try to read some of those, if you like, on the broadcast time next week. Because now this will be the last week we'll mention it, because you won't have time to get them in before the holiday. I'd like to do this as a special broadcast on the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And so just give us a shout out with a letter or card, and you can send it to Faith Baptist Church, care of Sounds of Faith, 2738 South Post Road, Shelby, North Carolina, 28152. Or you can Google Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, and find us on the internet. And if you didn't get all that address, amen. All right, let's see. This is Spencer Lynn and Justin Haley again, singing Resurrection Power.
In Jerusalem, 3 days since Jesus died for our sins.
don't serve a dead Savior. I don't have a dead faith. He's alive, and so am I, brought forth from the grave. There is victory for the claiming every day and every hour. Grace to live forevermore in resurrection power.
Now I'm no longer what I used to be. My past is buried and my soul is free.
And even death can never take for my Redeemer arose.
I don't serve a dead Savior. I don't have a dead faith. He's alive, and so am I, brought forth from the grave. There is victory for the claiming every day. Raised to live forevermore in resurrection power.
Hell is defeated. He's broken every chain.
Praise God, the tomb is empty today. I don't serve a dead Savior.
Resurrection power. Oh, I tell you, that's a wonderful and very powerful song. Amen. Well, we're going to hear one from our young adult choir. Amen. Brand new song for them. I never had heard this song. And it's kind of special for me and my wife today because our oldest daughter, Alicia, is singing the second verse on this by herself. And I think this is the first time she's ever sang a verse by herself. Now, she's sang many times with the group, with the choir. But it's special for us. For her first, she'll be, let me see what day this is. Amen. Well, actually, yesterday she turned 19 years old. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, here's a good song. It says, I think it's talking about the best blood. I think that's what the song is. I'm not sure the title, but it's a beautiful song.
His blood. Was sinless.
Jesus
demanded crucified.
So they nailed him to a cross, and his blood cried out for us to his Father as he died. His blood cried
speaks for me. Amen. We hear a song from Brother Justin and the girls, Go Ask the Blood. Amen. And that kind of on that same thinking process there. Amen. I like that. Amen. That's our young adult singing for you today. Well, in our text verse, we've been reading this one verse to get started off on every broadcast preaching time, and we'll find it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Very short verse. Comparatively speaking to some, the Bible says, Paul writes here, says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You know, sometimes we don't use this verse at the Christmas season, but you know what? It's talking about Thanksgiving. We've been dealing with some things that I believe Paul the Apostle was thankful for. You say, well, what does that have to do with me? I'm not Paul the Apostle. No, but we can be thankful for the same things that he's thankful for. We've already seen how he was thankful. He told us in that very verse I just read that he's thankful for God's unspeakable gift. Amen. We talked about that inexpressible. It's you can't describe it. And then, of course, we looked at also he was thankful for deliverance from his sin. And today I want you to notice, I believe Paul was also thankful for his call to Christian service. Because he wrote in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, and I'll pick it up in verse 12. Notice what Paul says to young Timothy here. He says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, put me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. And I attained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Paul says, I'm glad, thank God, that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Whatever you do at your church, and I don't mean to get, you know, personal or whatever, but if you're just a nursery worker, if that's what you do to help contribute to the services at your church, maybe you're a choir member, maybe you just help take out the trash on homecoming days and special occasions, whatever you do, be thankful that God has allowed you to assist in his ministry. You say, well, how is taking out the trash or sweeping the floor, Brother Johnny, how is that ministry? Well, it helps for the betterment of the work of God. You know, somebody has to do that. I wish I had a dollar for every table and chair I popped up in 35 years of ministry here at Faith. Amen. I could go on a pretty nice vacation, amen. But that's part of service. And, you know, a lot of young preachers particularly, all they see is the pastor or the associate behind the pulpit preaching or whatever. They don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff. No, it takes all of it. It takes taking up putting up tables. It takes preaching in the nursing home. It takes doing in the good news. It takes all kinds of people, and so a lot of those are just volunteers. They don't get paid a salary. Don't get paid any monetary things for doing that. But let me tell you something. God pays in great and spiritual ways. I tell you what, Paul said, I am thankful they put me into the ministry. Then let me give you this. I believe Paul was thankful not just for the deliverance of from his sin, but he was thankful for the deliverance of all believers from their sin. Notice what he writes in Romans chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. But God be thankful, be thanked. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Paul is giving thanks that people, no doubt, was crossing his mind, that were like him, alienated from God, but now, because they believe the doctrine of Jesus Christ, now are free from the bondage of their sin. Well, listen, I don't know what it was that had you bound. I don't know what it was that had you ensnared. And I may not know you by name, but in my heart, I'm glad that you're loose from that. Oh, I'm glad that you're not governed by alcohol anymore. I'm glad that you're not enticed by things that constantly pull you away. Now, I'm not saying you'll never be tempted. I'm just saying I'm glad that you're not bound by that. Oh, I've got people in my mind right now that I'm thankful for the fact that they're not bound by some addiction or some pridefulness or some ego or whatever. Oh, give God glory for the fact that you've been freed from your sin. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Until tomorrow is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.